Welcome to AttorneyBusters.com. Little Elvis? Let's rock! Let's rock! This is a little bit of jailhouse rock today. We're doing an interview with a prisoner from Dane County Jail. We're going to tell you how he got there. And you are going to be shocked.
Oh, yeah!
Right, yeah, well, Elvis is going to leave the building shortly. This is Gene 40. This is AttorneyBusters.com. Hello there, Los Angeles, KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. Again, I am Gene 40, and this is AttorneyBusters.com. We're going to have quite an interesting show for you today, and you people better pay attention to this, all you folks out there. Let me play to you just one little clip we're going to be having.
You have a collect call from...
Steve Magrick.
An inmate at Dane County Jail.
Yeah, directly from Steve Magritz of a Dane County Jail. We hope he's going to be able to be calling in live later on today. And for my listeners that maybe just came in new today, let me bring you up to date on a story that was given to me by an individual that emailed me a couple of weeks ago about a man by the name of Stephen Magritz out in Wisconsin. Mr. Stephen Magritz currently is in the Dane County Jail in Wisconsin, facing to be sentenced on January 17th to approximately 70 years in prison. And for what? Well, you know, to boil it down, I guess you'd have to say he was essentially a tax protester. I don't quite know if you can actually even say that. What I have is I've done interviews with the individuals, and two of them, well, actually one we're going to be playing today. There's a man by the name of Mr. Dennis Keneally, who happens to be the corporate counsel for the county of Ohsaki over in Wisconsin, and we're going to find out how the corporate counsel for the county of Ohsaki went forward and was able to get a complaint pushed through at the DA's office over in Ohsaki County that led up to the Attorney General's office, where the Attorney General's office of Wisconsin prosecuted Mr. Magritz under the USA Patriot Act as a terrorist. He has been deemed a paper terrorist. How did all this start? Well, it started by Mr. Magritz, who is aged 57 years old, owning a piece of property of 62 acres over in Wisconsin. Now, this property happened to run along a river and also adjacent to a golf course, which was owned by the city. Mr. Magritz had a contract with the state for a woodlands park contract, which gave him a lesser dollar amount in taxes that he was to pay. In 1996, this woodlands contract eventually was terminated. After its termination, Mr. Magritz told the county that when they sent these bills now for the assessment of taxes on this piece of property, that he wanted them to tell him specifically what right or claim they had to those taxes. Now, a lot of you individuals out there, and this is coming near our tax season, we hear a lot about many groups out there and many people out there that are stating that, you know, the way the United States government is set up right now in charging us personal income taxes and property taxes, but they really do not have a legal right to do that. And this is something that's been going on for years and years and years. But these individuals that are essentially tax protesters have never been termed terrorists. This term terrorist is something new that has now been added, thankfully, I guess, to, apparently, the Wisconsin state by the Attorney General. The Attorney General at Wisconsin was a man by the name of James Doyle. You know what James Doyle is about ready to become, I believe, on January the 6th? He is about ready to become the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Now, Mr. Magritz, as I go back to the time period, he had paid his taxes annually every year up until 1996. But when the contract with the state was terminated and these new tax bills came in, he believed that he was not obligated to pay those taxes, but he told the state and the county, if you can show me where I have to pay these taxes and for what and what rights you have to charge me these taxes, then I'll pay them. Well, what Mr. Magritz then did was he started filing a number of different documents. He went to the county board of supervisors. He went to the county assessors out there. And he asked them repeatedly to have a hearing on this matter. No hearing was granted to him. They didn't recognize him. What Mr. Magritz then did was, well, first of all, they continued with a foreclosure proceedings against this man's 62 acres. They foreclosed on the property. But during this time period of this foreclosing procedure that was going on, Mr. Magritz had again continuously sent letters to the county, sent letters to the county supervisors, and when they were not answering those letters, he then started to send those letters to individuals at their homes. Now, when he started sending these letters to these individuals at their homes, Mr. Magritz did this under the understanding and belief that since they were not operating under the rules of the county court, that essentially they were operating independently. Well, these letters are what eventually caused Mr. Magritz to have a run-in with the county supervisors and got him finally tried as a terrorist. When you come back to hear us here at the program, we're going to start be playing an interview that I had with Mr. Dennis Keneally, and I will go ahead and show you how these conversations with Mr. Keneally leave an awful lot to go ahead and be desired regarding truthfulness. But I'll let you listen to him yourself. This is AttorneyBusters.com. This is Gene 40, and we will be right back.